Imagine being asked for your autograph or picture everywhere you go. Now imagine the autograph slash picture taker won't take no for an answer. It happened to Senator Barack Obama last week when a very persistent guy kind of got in the senator's face, and he physically tried to stop Obama just to get a snapshot. Take a listen.
Thank you.
All right.
Senator, can I get a quick picture with you, please?
And I'll you are wearing me out, brother.
All right. I got one with Hillary, and I got one with Steve. Come on,
Senator. Thank you. Good to see you.
Well, it turns out that that gentleman went after autographs and pictures with Obama several times that day. Obama's campaign said the man was a professional autograph reseller, and apparently he was looking for a photo to go with his autograph so he could up the price. Now, would it be worth it to risk Secret Service getting on your case? Apparently so for this guy. Is there enough demand out there to make a living doing this? Apparently so. And is there a code of honor about seeking out someone's scratched out name on a piece of paper? That's what we're going to find out. Al Whitneybert is something of an elder statesman of the autograph business. He's the CFO of the Universal Autograph Collectors Club and an autograph dealer, joining us on the line from Florida. Hi, Al.
How are you doing today?
Doing great. So you saw the Obama video. What did you think about it?
I think Obama needs to get over himself. when you're in a public eye, especially running for office or something, you're supposed to kiss babies, pose for pictures, do the stuff. If he's selling it on eBay, is irrelevant. I mean, everybody else does it. I mean, you know, it makes him look petty.
Are there rules of the road about when it's okay to approach someone for an autograph, even after they may have said no?
Absolutely. The thing is that that's the time to ask him, you know, when he's on the campaign trail. If he gets in the White House, you have virtually no chance. So, I mean, now is the time.
Well, away from the Obama story, in terms of when you were just approaching any sort of celebrity or someone in the public eye, when is it okay to approach someone for an autograph, and when is no?
In truth, I think no is no universally. If somebody says no, you walk away. I mean, I've been told no by many people, and you take it and you just, you know, walk away. There's times when that happens. I know there's a great story with Paul Newman. He stopped signing autographs when people would start slipping him pieces of paper under the stalls in the men's room. And he said, that's it, not doing it anymore. And, you know, and I think, you know, there's an appropriate time. Years ago, we always had a code. I mean, basically, you never disturb anybody while they're eating. You never disturb anybody while they're with their families. The time to approach them is book signings, public events, things like that. We're very much like Obama. I'm running for office. Here I am. I'm out there. That's part of the game. But, privacy is privacy. I mean, you really don't want to cross that. And yet now, you know, some of the younger guys, they really don't really care, you know, about the privacy of the individual or the, you know, they've gotten very much like the paparazzi, to where the invasion is more more of a sport than anything else.
What are some of the lengths that you've seen people go to find out where someone is going to be just to go get that autograph?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, bribery is not out of the question, especially, you know, people that work at airports, in the VIP lounges, big hotels where the celebrities may stay, that type of thing. I mean, there's always somebody that, you know, will take a few, you know, a few bucks to say, well, if you did this, or if you happen to show up here, you know, and that's really where they get their tips. So, you know, it's just a matter of, finding out where they are, how they are.
And for the autograph seeker who is doing this for cash, can you really make a living off of this?
It depends on who you get. I mean, you know, it's very much like, again, the paparazzi. They get more money for shooting certain things than they get, you know, for shooting ordinary things. The example that I use is that you're going to, you know, make better money, you know, by getting somebody that's, you know, very hot at the particular time. You do better getting a Britney Spears than you would getting, let's say, a Burt Reynolds.
So the price of the autograph is based on the celebrity status at the moment.
Absolutely, and it doesn't necessarily hold that value. Going back to the analogy I just made, Burt Reynolds during the, 1970s was the hottest actor there was. So, I mean, he would have been at the top of his game during that time. But, it just depends on, you know, who or what. So, I mean, as a long-term investment, not necessarily, you know, I think you can invest in better things. I mean, you really have to have a passion of the autograph, you know, to make it worth anything to you.
Let's ask you about that. Let's go into the passion of this. I mean, the big question is, what is the point? What is the meaning of getting someone's signature on a piece of paper?
Well, what you have basically is a frozen moment in time. I mean, you know, you've had an encounter or somebody's had an encounter to which you have proof of that encounter by the signature. I mean, it is the most personal thing that each of us has, is our signature. I mean, it shows who we are. It's an extension of ourselves. So basically what you're getting is a personal memento from whoever it is that you particularly admire at a particular time.
And that's probably the difference between a real fan who just really loves somebody's work versus somebody, these guys who stand outside of Letterman and say, hey, sign five of these on autographs on a 3x5 card.
Yeah, well, you know, you can always tell, you know, when they want more than one.
More than one is the tip-off?
Well,
more than
one means that there's that there's some kind of an agenda. And, you know, whether it's a collector or whether it's a seller. Collectors like them because they like different, you know, variations to be able to do comparisons and such. The seller, of course, wants to get as many as he can because he can put them out on the market. But again, you're not talking, you know, huge money on any of these. I mean, you're talking, you know, between, you know, $10 to $25 to $30, yeah. You know, depending on who they get. Because then, of course, whoever they sell them to is going to resell them.
Al Whitney-Burt of the Universal Autograph Collectors Club, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
This is the BPP from NPR News.